This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for us to begin another episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am a bona fide American family farmer. Grew up around cows, been around the farm all of my life, and I will tell you it's one of the real true treasures of my existence. You can hear it in my enthusiasm, you can hear it in my voice, you can hear it in my approach to discussing rural life, suburban life. We all need each other. I've been underscoring that thought, the farm, the family, the food aspects of the conversations here. So I'm very pleased to be able to have the opportunity to share with you and folks that are listening to a few hundred radio stations, listen to the podcast, the American Family Farmer Show each week as we cover ground and hopefully will help you in your farming aspirations to hear other people and their success stories. It's all about success, right? It's all about moving ahead. What I thought was interesting this week, speaking of moving ahead, I like to start each program with an item or two from the news desk, the farm news desk. And for the first time this past week, I thought and I saw something that it's almost impossible to believe that these kinds of things are going on, and we are so asleep to it. The Food and Drug Administration has approved for food a new alteration to swine, a genomic alteration in domestic pigs that prevents them from producing a sugar that can cause allergic reactions in some people. This is scientific innovation, said the FDA. One wonders whether it isn't something out of a bizarre movie from 20 years ago. But what really bothers me is this was started, and nobody seems to want to focus on this. You hear me all the time talking about the Chinese because they've taken over Smithfield, the largest pork producer in the world. They own it, and they're bringing all of the good pig products to China. So this alteration apparently was their idea. The so-called gal-safe pigs, intended to eliminate alpha-gal sugar on the surface of pig cells. People with alpha-gal syndrome may have mild to severe allergic reactions to the sugar found not only in pork but to other red meat. It's red meat allergy. It's more commonly referred to as that. But in an effort, and I suppose on the surface people say, well, this is good because more people will eat poultry, more people will eat red meat, more people will eat pork. But the fact that the idea was triggered by the Chinese, apparently it comes from, they traced it back to some tick. We've got so much stuff around us here. There are a lot of people that live in the southeastern part of our country that are susceptible to this. And until now, only genetically modified animals approved by the FDA for human consumption could follow this path. So now this has been approved for human consumption, and I wonder where we go next. Remember Dolly the sheep? Remember her? This is sort of a spin-off from that. The world's first cloned animal. This is going to be a cloned pig. And the genetic modification in the pig makes it more usable as a source of protein. And they're also going to be able to use it for medical products, research, that sort of thing. They actually use some of this stuff in a blood-thinning drug called heparin. I don't know if you're on that or not. I've just become aware of blood thinning drugs because I had a TIA a couple of months ago, and now I'm on all these things. Never been on meds in my life. I didn't know that it was from some of this stuff was sourced from pigs. Anyway, The FDA has determined that meat from pigs is safe for the general population to eat. That is this new alteration that doesn't harm pigs. And so you might say, well, so what's the big deal? This is good. More people will eat pork. I don't know that I have a problem with that. I just have a problem with the Chinese being so much a part of our pork industry. I just do. I have a real, I got a problem with them. Especially this has nothing to do with farmers necessarily, but the news this week that the Chinese are listening into your phone conversations through a network of phone systems in the Caribbean. And that's the latest, but they're listening to do, they want to, they've made it no secret. They want to dominate the world by 2025. Some people say they might have a shot at it by 2028. Where does that leave you? Where does that leave the American family farmer? Where does that leave our food production? Are we going to be eating Chinese food? I mean, that may sound like a stupid question, but at the rate they're buying up, they're buying into the chicken producers in our country. They're just there everywhere in terms of agriculture. I really think we need to have that on top of mind, frankly. This has been the season for Christmas trees. And the Christmas tree sales this year have been quite good. I'm noticing in several different sources I use for news that this, I don't guess that I think of it so much as a farming, but it is. It's a farming endeavor. I know there are Christmas tree farms all around where we are. People come in, they cut the trees and they take them and they love the experience. It's kind of cool. I was looking at the story of one particular Christmas tree farm in my area and how important it is, the commitment that people who, you know, it takes a long time to grow a tree. Sometimes it takes 25 years. Sometimes it takes 30 years, 40 years. You know, it depends on how big the tree gets. So these people that own a tree farm, they've been growing trees as a sideline for a long time. And this guy said to his wife, you know, we got 25 good years left. What would you like to do with the rest of your life? she said, Christmas trees don't get out of the pasture. And nobody calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning to chase the cows or the horses. Everybody says, the trees are out, the trees are out. And if you want to go to a wedding, nobody says you have to milk the cows or you got to bale the hay. So why don't we grow Christmas trees? And that's what they did. They had a dairy farm, and they don't have to do anything. They did everything for the cows. They don't have to do anything for the Christmas trees. And so in the fall, they take care of they travel in the winter. They take care of the trees in the spring. They mow hay and do that sort of thing on their farm. And then they have a fall harvest of Christmas trees. They don't have to worry about the corn. They don't have to worry about much of anything. So I thought it was an interesting suggestion, and that's why I passed along, because you know I'm here to help and to give you suggestions as to how people kind of are planning ahead, what are they going to do with the farm. If you're older, maybe growing Christmas trees is what you do. You commit yourself to it. But it's a long-term commitment. There's no question about that. You're going to plan for the long term. But this year, the Christmas tree business has been very good. I think the average price was $35, $40 for a tree. There were some I saw around for $25, $30. I saw some for $80, $90. And it's a big business around here. In Massachusetts, I think it's a $14, $15 million industry. And I understand that there were about 300,000 trees that were harvested here. So maybe that, again, if you're thinking about something to do that will help you as you go forward in planning and producing something that still will give you a good income, maybe that's it. All right, so there is my suggestion on Christmas trees. In a moment, we're going to turn our attention to agritourism. I think there's a lot of, I think we need to talk a lot about agritourism. It's very important stuff. In the meantime, let me help you clean up your life, clean up your act. There's a new product on the market called Navage. It's a nasal care system, N-A-V-A-G-E, I want to tell you about, for about 60 seconds. It allows you to clean your nose, get all of the things that are in there, the germs, the allergens, you know, all the stuff that causes congestion. I certainly have plenty of it at this time of year. I have it in the spring as well. You do too. I'm allergic to a lot of the ragweed, the pollen, the things that are on the farm. And this will really address that problem and clean you right out. Bacteria, pollen, pollution, and worse. Cold and flu season, clean your nose. Most of the bad things come into your, certainly the COVID comes through your eyes and your nose. So if you want to keep your nose clean, go to Navage.com and order the product. Try it out. It's guaranteed to work. It's all natural. That's the thing I love about it. And it works. Navage.com. Keep your nose clean with Navage at Navage.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-through pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Moving along now on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Susie Spahr, who is the Executive Director of the International Agritourism Association. Very important. The agritourism business in my neck of the woods, Susie, happens mostly in the fall, but it's been spreading out. So how is agritourism doing as a source for having farms survive?
You know, it's actually something that continues to grow exponentially as many, many farmers are looking for new ways to diversify their business. We all know that farming has many ups and downs, the weather just being one of the many things that farms have dealt with throughout the years. And farms continue to look for ways to weather, to use that word, those ups and downs. And agritourism is one way that they have found to find a bit of a stable income. So, yeah, the fall is one way, but there's many different ways that they're able to do that. Some are looking for Christmas trees, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, that Christmas trees are one way that they've found that bring in a little income in the wintertime. But flowers, some use tulips in the springtime. So lots of different ways.
Right. I'm going to send people to your website. This would be good to follow while we're having our conversation, nafdma.com, as we continue on the American Family Farmer, and our focus is on agritourism.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The International Agritourism Association and its director, Susie Spahr, are in our focus here as it is an area of growth I've had on my farm. If you go to my website, Susie, it's Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. I probably, if I was smart, would connect it to the American Family Farmer website. I don't know why I haven't done that yet, but I think I was just thinking about it. We're all about ideas here on this program, trying to get people who are the family farms, the backbone of our farming network, of our farming world in our country, to be more successful. So how did this start? Do you have any idea where the roots of agritourism are? Is there a farm someplace? Is there a farmer? Can we hang this whole effort on one person in one place?
I don't think you can hang it on one person or one place. Agritourism as an industry actually began forever ago when farmers would bring their produce and sell it at a market way back when in historical times. So it's that direct farm-to-consumer industry, and it has just then reconnected in modern times where instead of the farmer bringing it to the consumer, now you have the consumer going to the farm. So it's kind of turning that connection point on its head a little bit, and instead of the farmer taking it to the consumer, it's the consumer coming back to the farm and seeing it and experiencing it on the farm itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think Pick Your Own was more that first type of experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's grown. And in an effort to keep the consumer on the farm longer, they do what they can to add more to that. The farmer adds more to the experience on the farm itself.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up on a farm in Indiana, and I'd like to know a little about your experience growing up. What sort of things were you doing on the farm, and when did you first become aware of the potential of farm pick-your-own, farm-to-consumer stuff, agritourism? Do you live on a farm now, or you grew up on the farm?
Yeah, I do not live on a farm now. I actually live in Indianapolis, so I live in the city itself.
Right.
My dad and my brother, my youngest brother, still farm. But yeah, I did grow up on a beef and grain farm. It was not an agritourism farm. My dad and brother are more than welcome, or more than happy to welcome anybody onto their farm, but they do not actually do an agritourism business themselves. But I definitely grew up feeding the cattle. The baby calves were our daily chore. Mm-hmm. So I say that every ounce of beef I eat, I've earned. But that was our experience. You know, we had the garden. We had, you know, kind of your regular, rural experience in growing up. I would say certainly did some, agritourism of our own, where we would go to the local apple farm and we would do some pick your own. But when I was growing up, it was not quite as much of the experience, I would say, as it has now grown to be in today's experience. The agritourism experience has blossomed into...
It's hard to imagine how you do agritourism on a stock farm. I think you can do it in most other areas, but pretty hard in that circumstance to have an organized way of looking at what goes on a stock farm. We continue Susie Spahr and Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Vaccinations are beginning at American nursing homes, immunizing a segment of the population that's been hit hard by COVID-19. As shots of the Pfizer vaccine begin to be administered, a second vaccine is expected to receive FDA approval soon. The Moderna vaccine will go before an FDA advisory board tomorrow. Admiral Brekker-Warr says the approval of Moderna's vaccine will help vaccinate even more people. The Assistant Secretary for Health at HHS tells Fox Business that up to 8 million Americans could be immunized next week.
The data are outstanding that the Moderna vaccine, 94.5% efficacy, 100% efficacy against severe infections. That's going to the FDA tomorrow. We don't want to prejudge the process, but I can't imagine it not getting authorized. And we expect next week, if we have Moderna and Pfizer, to be immunizing almost 8 million people next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A Republican-led Senate Homeland Security Committee met Wednesday to hear allegations of voter irregularities and voter fraud in the 2020 election. One of the witnesses who testified was Jesse Bunnell, a Nevada attorney for the Trump campaign. He went into some of the alleged irregularities in Nevada.
The election was inevitably riddled with fraud, and our hotline never stopped ringing. Our team began chasing down every lead. Our evidence came both from data scientists and from brave whistleblowers. Here's what we found. Over 42,000 people voted more than once. Our experts were able to make this determination by reviewing the list of actual voters and comparing it to other voters with the same name, address, and date of birth. This method was also able to catch people using different variations of their first name, such as William and Bell, and individuals who were registered both under a married name and a maiden name. At least 1,500 dead people are recorded as voting, as shown by comparing the list of male voters with the Social Security death records. More than 19,000 people voted even though they didn't live in Nevada. This does not include military voters or students. These voters were identified by comparing the list of voters with the U.S. Postal Service's National Change of Address database, among other sources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. Our focus is on the organization, the International Agritourism Association, and the whole idea of agritourism. So now I asked you about where agritourism started. Let's talk more specifically about your organization. Who belongs? How do we join? I'm a member of the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation. But frankly, the reason I wanted you to come on is because I'd never heard of the International Agritourism Association. So I wanted to tell the people listening to the program about it, and not only the ideas, but how we get involved. What's the organization's root? You? Are you the start? Did you start this?
No, I did not start it. It actually started about 35 years ago. It began with a group of individuals who were doing direct-to-consumer sales and wanted to join together and learn from each other. And it has grown and is now the organization it is today. I have now been the executive director for about a year and a half. But the best way to learn more about the organization and the membership benefits is to go to the website. It's a difficult acronym. It's NASBMA.com. The acronym itself stands for North American Farmers Direct Marketing Association.
Ah, cool.
So NASBMA.com. We do offer a large number of member benefits, and with the the discounts that you can receive from suppliers, you really pretty easily receive back your membership dues in those discounts from those member suppliers. So
all right, when you say really, suppliers, what are you supplying the membership with?
So not only do you get the access to your connectivity with other members, so you receive expert advice from those who have been in the industry for a very long time. But then you're also being provided with a variety of other benefits, which include things such as discounts with suppliers. So many of these agritourism farms have things like jump pads, or we have a discount with Constant Contact, which is an email service.
Yep.
We have other discounts provided with other other suppliers in the industry. So if you are in the agritourism industry, you can receive discounts on those supplier-type benefits. We also then have roundtables, which are free to members, where when we have a hot topic that comes up, we're able to discuss those. One of the things that came up that was really beneficial throughout this year, when COVID was hitting, we were able as a membership to discuss how farmers were going to pivot their operations.
Mm-hmm.
When March hit and nobody knew how this was going to be affecting, individual members had ideas of how they were going to pivot their operations. They were able to share that with farmers throughout the industry. And quite frankly, farms were saved by those pivots members had. And honestly, it really saved some really, really hard hit farms throughout North America.
Oh, I think it has done amazing. Yeah, I think it has changed things. I was looking at some of the reviews here from Bob's Corn and Pumpkin Farm in Washington. They've been a member for about 10 years. They write, the organization has opened some doors for our family, our farm market, that I've never dreamed of before, attending some of the conferences. See, that's what it's about. It's sharing, and that's kind of what this program is about, just another vehicle to share ideas, because not all of us have the corner on everything. So we need to have the kind of stimulation that comes from conversations like this, organizations like yours. Let's have the small farmer that is successful tell his or her story. And a lot of it now is heavily oriented toward people coming and picking. You know, I mean, it's hard to get labor. Frankly, I mean, this is,
yeah,
it served two purposes, right? You get people on the farm to have some fun, and you also get to sell stuff that you might not be able to sell because you couldn't find people to pick it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's part of it. Yeah. It's a shame that we've come, you know, to this because of that reason, but it's also wonderful that we have people who can, you know, I mean, I think people understand our population is so disconnected from the farm these days. We all, I mean, I grew up been around cows all my life. It's just natural for me to be with the cows, but it's so unusual. I live in a suburban community, and people come around and they see the cows and they scream, the little kids, because they're big and they're afraid of them. And I bring them into the cows and we talk to them, because my cows are like dogs. That's how I raise them.
Right.
And I don't want people to be afraid of a tractor coming into the yard. And the kids put their hands over their ears. Ooh, mommy, that's so noisy. Come on.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was just going to say, is that while they may be providing that labor to pick the strawberries or to pick the pumpkins or whatever, they're also learning in many ways, too, that green bean that they just picked, it doesn't just show up in the
right
grocery store.
Yeah.
Nicely, all of them in the same size and same shape that in some cases they may have an insect or two out there. And in a lot of times, those insects, those bees, you see, they're pollinating and they're doing what they're supposed to do. So it's a usually very mutually beneficial experience for everyone, that it's educational for those who are not experiencing where their food, their fiber, their, even the flowers, you know, they're not recognizing that you need those flowers for the pollination and the bees to do the pollination for our world to exist and for our food to be in existence. So,
the naivete among families, among children especially, I think, and this was the great year, the great teaching year, the year of COVID, when the grocery stores ran out of food and people are scratching their head thinking, wait a minute, well, if the food's gone from the grocery store, where do I get it? Well, you get it as you find out it comes not from the grocery store. It comes from the farm. So you go to the source. And I, in my area, I don't know about where you are. I guess same thing pretty much all across the country. The survival, my friend up the street, I have cows and my friend does the produce in my neck of the woods. He had the best year he's had in 25 years because people were coming. They wanted the food. He fortunately saw it coming and grew more. But he's out, and people are saying, okay, what are we going to do now? Because the supermarkets are beginning to show the same bare spaces that they showed last March and April. So, you know, it's time we appreciate the farmer and what they are doing to help us all survive. So let's get back to the agritourism focus in a moment. Susie Spar is here, executive director of NAFDMA. Go to that. Just put that in your. You can search it if you want. NAFDMA or NAFDMA.com. Doug Steffen here in the American Family Farmer with information about how you can take care of yourself, take care of your family. We all know it's been a tough time, and, you know, we've all eaten a little more than we probably should, especially this time of year. We're eating because we normally eat a lot at this time of year, but we've been eating for months because we want the comfort food that we don't necessarily have all the time, but because of COVID, I guess we just have started to not think about our weight management. We just, I want something good to eat because I want to feel good. And so it happens. So now is the time for you to think about maybe continuing to eat the stuff you like, but maybe you'll want to work on taking off some of those pounds. And the natural way to do it, without any stimulants, no gluten, it's free of everything that's unnatural and has nothing but natural collagen protein and digestive enzymes in just the right formula. So you will aid yourself in the repair, rebuilding of your body, losing the weight, keeping it off. That's what the program is all about. You can go online to toploss.com. That's what I suggest everybody go to the website, because you can look around, see what you're actually getting. I certainly can 60 seconds tell you all of the ups and downs about losing weight naturally, which you can certainly learn. This company's been in business for decades. They have the healthy way, the right way to lose weight, and special bargains right now at the end of the year. When you buy one, you get another one free. Buy three, you get six, etc. So let's get on the horn. I keep the program going even though I've lost the weight. I like what it does for my body because it's not just a weight loss product. That's the bottom line. Calitrin at toploss.com. You'll find yourself feeling much better about you as the new year begins. Calitrin, the best natural weight loss formula in the world. Get it at toploss.com. When you check out, use the DJV code for the deals, the discount, and no shipping. That's DJV code at toploss.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions vacations with family, SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, back with Susie Spahr, Doug Steffen here. We're talking about tourism and the way that this that will connect. I think that I could see this organization just exploding because the information. Now, see, again, I didn't know anything about you. And I want to get into, I have people, we have events on the farm, maybe 1,000 people come on a weekend. I sell ice cream. They come see the cows and take a tour and talk to everything that's there, the geese, the ducks, the goats. You know, it's something that they don't have in my neck of the woods.
You need to join today then.
Well, I think I probably will, as a matter of fact. You got my email. Send me the email, and I'll send you back the check. It's beneficial. And there are other things that happen here as a result of it, these festivals. I see a sweet potato festival, which took place down in Maryland. You know, how did they come to you with the idea, or did you go to them with the idea?
Usually they have their own idea because it's something that they're growing on their own.
Right.
And so they're trying to bring more attention to the product and bring more people to that area. But then they frequently will connect and then look to bring more attention to it at that point.
You know, Susie, what I've seen is people are very respectful of the COVID adjustments that we all had to make this year. I think people on the farm, visiting the farm, at least in my neck of the woods, have been very respectful. I wouldn't let anybody on the farm if they didn't wear a mask and they couldn't buy ice cream unless they had they personally distanced themselves. It was just the way, and everybody kind of accepted it. That's part of what we had to deal with this year, and we've done it and done a good job with it. So, again, I send people to your association. It's NAFDMA.com. Please check it out. If you're a family farmer, you ought to belong to this organization. It'll do you a world of good, whether you've got animals from alpacas to zebras. How about that? From A to Z. I don't know if too many farms got zebras, but you know what I mean. Check it out. Susie, thanks. Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year. And the best of luck next year with your organization. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer. Coming up, my thoughts on agritourism.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Meanwhile, back on the farm, or back at the ranch, here, the American Family Farmer Show, our recent podcast, our recent episode with the lady who started in Detroit, this is frankly a great story. Leandra King is her name. DetroitFarmCider.com is her website. It's a story about a young woman who grew up in Detroit, in the city, in the inner city, and she made her way out of the city. And she was looking for a quiet place, and she found this farm. She bought it and has now found herself in the midst of farming of apples and all kinds of trees and stuff, all kinds of fruit trees, and making cider. So it's a great, and again, another inspiration. That's why we're doing these programs. They can find that and all the other podcasts that we've done over the last 4 or 5 years at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Looking for some inspiration? Got some free time? Check it out, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let me go back with my thoughts on agritourism. I find in my neck of the woods it is more a fall thing than anything else. Although I could see how, well, with the vegetable farmers, it starts in late summer when their production ramps up and certainly gets great. I'm talking about my friend here who had a fabulous fall, corn mazes, sunflower experiences, things that were grown on the farm, picking your own strawberries, picking your own pumpkins, picking your own whatever, you name it, on the farm. And then there are other things that are grown on fields that aren't on the farm all around town. And people, the potatoes this year, for some reason or other, were just great. Anyway, my point is that agritourism has this year, as I pointed out with this young lady that we just visited with, has adapted to COVID, adapted to the pandemic. I think people have been very respectful. I think it's because they realize how important the farm is, and they want to respect the farm and the farmer and the people working on the farm. So anyway, it was different for sure this year. I saw some pictures of folks there. I'm going to do this on my farm. Create a little train, little things that I saw, little carts that were sort of designed after cows, and they hook them onto the tractor like a train, and they carry people around. I have, on my farm, I have just a big wagon that I use. Well, we do two. There's a wagon. There's a tourist wagon, and there's a hay wagon. But it's going around and seeing what's going on the farm, where the animals are, how beautiful it is, why we work so hard to save the farm, all of that sort of thing. I have a friend who runs an apple orchard. Typically 200,000 people during the fall, the 8-10 weeks of apple picking season, come onto the farm. And they have a cidery there. People can watch the cider being made. I think that is really, and they learn a lot about how, it's just learning how things grow. We have become so distant from the realities of watching things grow and understanding how they grow. The lady was always talking about bees and pollinization and how, that isn't even taught in schools anymore. Should be taught in science and botany, right? So that we learn how things grow. How do cows get pregnant? How do pigs get pregnant? How do the eggs come out of the chicken? Things like that. You can learn that by going to your nearby farm. And if the farmers are smart, they understand how to set this up so that it becomes entertainment, but it also, it fuels the thirst for knowledge, especially youngsters. How does this happen? Why did they do that? So you've made adjustments this year. That's cool. Make sure you're prepared for next year, because I think, with the pandemic continuing probably till spring, there's going to be a real need and interest, and I hope this just continues in our family farms. I think that, the input we got from this lady who was just on, the opportunity, I think especially for young farmers, because let's face it, some of the old codgers, there's not too much change going on. And I say that lovingly, but incorporating agritourism into your farm has a lot of benefits, but it's a lot of work. It's a change in attitude, and sometimes you got to do it gradually. I've talked to some young farmers who have addressed some of their experiences with agritourism, enjoying you-pick stuff, yes, enjoying learning about the animals, being able to touch the animals, being able to go around the farm. Some people come back every weekend to do it on my farm. So develop something that's unique on your farm. Offer that. Make sure you're using social media, because that's what draws customers. And I think agritourism will do something for your farm you haven't thought it might do. That would be my tip. That's my idea. And you've probably not heard of it here first, but you heard a lot of examination of it this week on the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's
attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.